Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Marang.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, welcome into hour number two. You're missing the first hour. You can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm not going to say what rhymes because I noticed the podcasts on that are not updating on the old, everyone's favorite target of disaster in streaming music.
We had some issues with our podcast page and whatnot in terms of there actually being one for a few days. And yes, so we did not. And so, yes, there was a bit there where we did not have any podcasts.
I have noticed on Apple Podcasts, though, we are good to go there.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're good to go there. I think it's just the Lamify is the one that's not being the best. So many places to go check it out. The app, the Odyssey app, 105.1 The Fan. Or just listen to us live. Also, or just hang out with us here. Do it. Shout out to the YouTube chat. You can check us out there as well. And the fan text line shall let you interact with us. 503-864-6326. A lot of stuff to get to this half hour. Why I'm still terrified of tearing my Achilles. You're not more important than me.
Mm.
And being so good at your job that it doesn't count. But a real wild, scary situation the other day as an NFL preseason game was essentially abandoned. After a player was carted off the field in a non-responsive situation.
A neck injury.
Pretty scary stuff.
Unfortunately, my high school quarterback was paralyzed.
Yeah, dude. That's scary stuff, man.
I've seen this happen. And again, always shout out to the medical staff that we had because it saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that they did was picture perfect and kept Chris where he was, again, able to live. But yeah, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely terrifying when that happens. And it doesn't happen that often.
Right.
Which is kind of insane when, like, and we were talking about this on Friday, the Brits that were watching NFL, like, NFL's hardest hits. And it's like, yeah,
dudes take some of the most violent, and we're talking like the jacked up era of like just dudes getting smoked.
70s Raiders headhunters.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like guys were looking to injure people.
The Ronnie Lotts of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Howie Longs.
Just looking to just tear people's heads off. And it doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's scary. We had Damar Hamlin have that incident where he gets struck in the chest in between, was it in between heartbeats, and it caused his heart to stop. Like, you know,
watching the Euros a few years ago when Christian Eriksen collapsed for Denmark.
And it's those things, like, you know, the Len biases of the world where, you know, it's honestly, to me, it's more surprising that we don't have more incidents that are true travesties than we do.
I agree.
When you think about like the totality of games played across sports and the tax on the human body, and yes, these guys are incredible athletes and they're prepared and they're healthy and all that, but just pure happenstance and circumstance of like for like all of the things to come together for it to happen, it's honestly surprising that more travesties in a sense don't happen.
Yeah, and I think another thing that's kind of surprising as well is the choice the players made of, nope, we're not doing this anymore today. And I think there's, you know, let's not beat around the bush. There's some benefit that it is a preseason game. But I'm curious when that, if that ever gets to an actual NFL game.
Didn't happen with Hamlin.
It did not happen with Hamlin.
It probably should have.
But it has also never happened before.
No.
Where a game was just like, everybody was like, nah, dog, we cool. The refs, you know, the players made the choice. I'm sure the coaches were maybe informed or caught on quickly. Mm-hmm. The refs caught on quickly. But when does it get to a point? You know, this game was 17-10 at the time with about, I think it was officially called at nine and a half minutes left, but it was basically done with 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. When does a team 17-10 or, you know, what if it's 35-10 with the fourth quarter still to play and a team just goes, nah, man, I'm out.
I mean, we saw it obviously with less on the line as far as like, you know, live or die in the NBA Finals in Game 7 when Halle tears his Achilles. There is a mental thing that happens.
I turned the game off. I mean, I turned the game off till the end of the fourth quarter.
I mean, the
just
Pacers,
to watch the Celly.
Well, the Pacers just, they had to like kind of lock in and they were alive in that game until halftime.
Yeah.
Then the adrenaline dump and the reality of the situation hit them. With this situation, when it's this bad, mentally, emotionally, you can't go.
Yeah, I don't know how you
can't. You can't. I mean, look, unfortunately, again, when I was in high school, we had two travesties. My junior year, Chris Tighe gets paralyzed. My sophomore year, Brendan Fitzpatrick dies.
Yeah.
I believe it was a Wednesday afternoon during the week. We played Jesuit the next week. It was the only loss that we had that season. We ended up winning a state title that year. That next week, it lingered. The whole next week, it was a ghost. It was, you know, like, it was, guys were gone.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, you're just gone.
Remember when Kevin Ware broke his leg in the tournament? I can't remember the point guard's name, but he's, like, sobbing on the court.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you play basketball? I mean, they went on to win a natty. But how do you continue to play basketball after that situation?
It's the closest thing to...
Do you blame somebody if they say no?
No.
Yeah.
No. The only...
Like, what if this is a big game between the Falcons and the Lions to make the playoffs, and Michael Penix is like, dude, I just watched my tight end get his neck snapped.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out today. Does Kendrick Perkins fire up and have some hot takes on how he's a little bitch?
You're still going to have the knuckle draggers
out there
to do exactly that.
I think so,
especially
too.
Like the fans and the commenters and all the keyboard warriors.
No,
you
look,
know?
There's only one place where it doesn't matter. Combat.
Yeah.
And if you've talked to anybody who's been in those situations, the reason, not the reason, but a major reason why PTSD and just general traumas exist in that world are because we are not allowed to. You cannot. It is a life or death situation.
Yeah.
You have to keep going, and you are not. You have to take everything that just happened. You could have just seen your best friend blown to hell. You have to take that in that moment. You don't get to process. You take it, you bear it, you shove it down, and you go.
And that's why I don't. That's why I had no interest in that, because that I can't do that. Brains are weird, and some athletes and professional athletes, they have to kind of train themselves to be weird like that.
It's part of the process.
It's adjacent. It's not as serious, you know. I mean, but we are seeing, you know, We're not far away from somebody dying.
No, it'll.
We're not.
It's going to happen. And it has happened in the high school levels. Mm-hmm. I believe it was Idaho.
It's happening college level at practices and stuff.
I believe it was in Idaho. It was actually kind of crazy. I remember when Chris got hurt. I think over like the next 3 months, there was something like 4 or 5 high school quarterbacks that were paralyzed. And I think that if I remember right, I'm not 100% certain. I believe a quarterback in Idaho died.
Man, I'm so glad I'm 5'6 and unathletic from the woods.
But. It, you know, people started like, oh, you know, is the game dangerous? And it was just like,
The game's dangerous.
Yes, but it was also just like the most freak occurrence of circumstances. And it was just like, whoa, this is kind of crazy.
To borrow from Jerry Jones, I could get hit by a car tomorrow.
Right? Like,
yeah, life's dangerous.
It is. And, you know, that whole part of it, no matter which side of the fence you fall on, I don't begrudge you. Like,
because
like if you're in the game and you're like, you don't want to acknowledge that right now.
Yeah. I think what we say is you don't have the bandwidth for it. Yeah. Like,
I have seen some heinous stuff in my life.
Yeah.
And there are certain times where things have broken me to a level that I never thought I would come back from. And there were things that in hindsight should have broken me to a level that I had I would never have come back from, that I did not for months process. Yeah. And it's like, the brain is weird, man. The brain is weird, and how you process and when you process and how that whole thing kind of happens. Mm-hmm. And I don't like using the combat metaphors, but it's the most extreme. Like that's where the stuff gets the absolute worst.
But we also compare these sports like combat.
These are the closest, like adjacencies.
Like we're going to war together, you know, we're a team and we're going to fight those bastards.
But there are lines you can draw that are, there are some similarities, especially in football. The kind of the warrior mentality and the camaraderie and the physicality and all those kind of things. It's the closest thing that you get to replicating that bond. Because training camp is basically like, well, I should say OG training camp back in the day when we were younger, was mostly trauma bonding.
Yeah, sure.
Like even when we were in high school, it was, we're going to break you.
Oh, the two-a-days freshman year, when I first walked into freshman year of high school and all like 4'10", 4'11 of me and I played football. That was just like, can I get out of this without throwing up, you know? And then, it's like, high five, we did it, we made it.
No, the whole thing, like we had practice where the goal was to get somebody to throw up.
Yeah.
Like run until somebody pukes. Like that was
I'll puke for the team.
Yeah.
I'll throw up for the team right here.
But it was trauma bonding.
Sure.
It's on a very, very minor level, but that's what it is. Because when you are able to come together and handle something that sucks a lot, what comes out of that is a very unique bond. That's why you hear like teammates, particularly in football, talk about those are my brothers for life. It's very similar to the military. Like, when you have those trauma bonds that are forged, that's where some of the stronger, again, some my best friends in life are people that I don't see and haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
And they will never not be my best friends in life because of those experiences. So like these guys, how they handle it, what they handle and or don't handle, I'm not going to get mad at them either way.
Well, we wish everyone involved in the situation good vibes and good times, and hopefully everything gets back to normal. When we come back, let's shift gears and let's get a little more happy around here. As what happens if you're really good at your job, but it doesn't count? Have you ever had that moment where it's like I did something and nobody believes you because nobody was around?
Every day.
If a tree falls in the woods, doesn't make a sound? We'll do that next. This is The Firm on 105.1 The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll talk some college football. The AP poll was released today. Our hard-cracking producer over there, Jeff Russ, just found me all the ranked matchups this season per the preseason AP poll, which we know will change, but could be fun to look around at that. There's some spicy weekends, some real spicy weekends. Like, clear the deck spicy.
Do you like spicy food?
I love spicy food.
Like, actual spicy?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay.
Well, are we talking, like white spicy, or...
You know how I am. I get down.
I mean, like, I like spicy, but sometimes, you know, even if I'm going to get Thai food, I don't get, like, the three-star. I go like, maybe 1 to 2.
Oh, see,
only go up to 3.
The one I go to is 4.
Yeah.
But I try to go for the treat me like family, not the white guy.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't like...
white guy spicy.
I don't like jerk hot. And I don't mean like Jamaican jerk. Uh-huh. I don't like the A
pain.
Word. I don't like pain hot.
Okay.
Like, just to be a jerk, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But
no.
I love a good hot. I love a good...
punish my insides.
Dude, I take prescription medication to eat spicy food.
That's true. There you go. Oh,
still doesn't work, as you guys know.
I hit up the Mongolian Grill for my niece's birthday. Was that last week?
And you Mongolians!
But you know the chili pods.
Yeah,
like I'm taking scoops of those to add into my noodles and my meats.
I cook with spice a lot.
Oh yeah.
Chili paste, Asian chili paste is usually my fave.
Those Thai chilies. God, I love those.
Well, and a lot of times when you cook in it, a lot of the flavor soaks in it and some of the heat dissipates a little bit.
Yeah, I cook with, I cook my Asian cuisine with hot oil more often than not. Do like some good hot oil.
Yeah, I just don't like, you know, like buffalo. Like, man, I love buffalo.
Oh, anything vinegar based, that's my jam.
And buffalo is not like my hottest, you know?
Oh, no.
I'll go a little hotter.
No, I like
the Hobbs. I'm in on the
Hobbs. Oh, yeah. A little mango habanero. I'm down for that.
I was with one of my really good friends in Nashville, my buddy Randy. He is Vietnamese.
A little Nashville hot fried Vietnamese chicken.
And we went to Prince's.
Ooh.
And this wonderful black woman's working it. We were like, hey, we want some hot chicken sandwich.
Mm.
She goes, how hot you want to go? And it was like, we want to be pushed, but don't kill us.
There's different types of hot. Like, people do not realize that there is some Southern spice.
Without a doubt.
Like, people think that most American food, even spicy American food, is not that spicy. And I'm not talking about the Ghost Reaper peppers and stuff like that. If you go to the South, there is some legitimate, whoa, that's got some kick to it.
So we got these sandwiches, and they were delicious. And they were hot, all right? And my buddy Randy, the Viet kid, he can handle some spice more so than I can. We're eating these sandwiches, and I'm like, whoa, this is hot. I look over at him, and he is dripping sweat.
dripping sweat, kind of almost dry heaving, breathing sort of thing. And this hilarious black dude sitting next to us just turns to us and goes, "That Asian boy don't know that Southern spice, does he?" And we just lost it. We were laughing so hard because it's the truth.
His mom makes
some of the best food I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And like, she'll load up with the spice and he can handle way more than I can. But we got that hot chicken dude and he was struggling.
There's a spot, I want to say it's Mississippi. My old roommate when I was in the Air Force, he's from Biloxi. He used to tell me about a spot. He goes, if you ever go down, I think it was Biloxi where he was at, but there was a Thai Southern hybrid fusion restaurant.
Thai Southern hybrid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
So like some chicken and waffles, but like Thai style chicken with some Southern spice. And it was
interesting.
He told me a couple of things were down there and I did the, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like my mouth just started like watering. He's like, "You good?" I go, "No, I need to take a plane to Mississippi right now. And then leave because I never want to be in Mississippi ever again." Look, as much as I give the people of Gresham hell, there is not a state in this country I want to spend less time in than Mississippi.
Did you just compare Gresham to Mississippi?
Yes. Gresham is the Mississippi of Oregon.
Oh, I think I'd much rather be in Gresham.
No.
I think I'd much rather be in Gresham. 503-864-6326. Asian and Latin spice, I'm good at most any level. Indian Persian food spice, I can't do it. That's the truth. That is some serious hot.
I
love Indian food.
Persian, Middle East, like if I'm going to rank foods, I grew up on Mexican food, shocking, from LA. Thai food, I have an uncle who's had Thai restaurants.
I feel like Mexican's the easiest.
Yeah. But Middle Eastern food in general, that is my, like, outside of like the North America or like North American continental foods, Middle Eastern food. Oh my God. I love it so much.
I lived with a Lebanese woman in college for a little bit.
Oh, Lebanese food is so good.
And she was gorgeous.
They do that.
And that food is really good. Yeah, it's something about the Indian food. The best Indian food I ever had was in London and it was really spicy.
And they stole it from India.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, they
it's always funny hearing.
Well, they were Indians making it.
Well, I know, but it's always funny.
They immigrated.
There's no actual food in England that's actually good. It's theirs. It's all stuff they've appropriated from other cultures.
Funny enough, the best Cantonese Chinese food I've ever had in my life was in London.
They have great restaurants. Yeah. It's just not their food. But yeah, you know, Spice Trail. That's, you know.
Yeah.
That's where we go. It happens.
They helped create the IPA too.
Did they?
India?
Oh, I thought you were talking about England. I was like, did they steal that?
Yeah.
So they stole that too.
Well, they didn't steal it, but to like get beer down to India on a boat, they had to preserve the beer. They shoved a ton of hops in it to help preserve the long trek from England to India. You know, that whole Africa thing.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have the canal yet.
And no. And so when they got there, the hops made the beer survive, but it became super bitter.
Hmm.
And so
I'm not a beer science guy.
And so that's where we get the India Pale Ale.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Also, the English with the quinine to stave off malaria in Africa would mix quinine with gin because it made it taste better.
I've never heard what's quinine.
Quinine.
Pretty much anything can make gin taste better.
Yeah,
I love gin. Quinine is what's in tonic water.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's that flavor you get in tonic water. Quinine will also stave off malaria.
See, I always...
So when England goes to Africa to try to rule the world, the only country that I guess we're allowed to let try and rule the world, the Brits, they create the gin and tonic through quinine in Africa.
Oh, there you go.
Boom.
The more you know.
Boom.
Hopefully you guys didn't already read this one on the text line. England went around the world committing atrocities for spices only to not use any of them in their own food.
Yes.
They just stole their food instead.
It's the bland.
Damn right, Jordan.
It's the bland. Again, one of my favorite things to watch on social media is British school children trying American food. Like, so
does it rock their world?
Oh, dude, they had like legit brisket.
Oh, yeah.
And like
a real cheeseburger and fries.
Just like, oh, wow, this actually tastes like stuff.
Yeah, and they're stunned that like the most common answer is it has so much flavor, and I'm like, you know, this is why the Brits could never take over the world. Their palate sucks.
Is beef Wellington English?
I would imagine
that's
so.
Pretty good.
I mean, yeah,
that's pretty good. But that's just a steak wrapped in puff pastry.
Yeah, but again, you're not using a and mustard.
Yeah.
The spiciest thing in there, the most seasoned thing in there is mustard, salt,
that
and pepper.
It is really weird. It's like eating at Laughing Planet. If I just wanted to go chew on some cardboard, I would.
Mm. I will say, though, the Gordon Ramsay restaurants, like next time you go to Vegas, they're worth it.
I don't know if I'm going to Vegas ever again. I don't know if I'm going to.
You can get a third
to...
pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah, you like that?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
We do have to get to that at some point.
We do. We do. We do. You know what? We'll just do that next.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We have a sunglass update, friends. We have sunglasses in an update. But first, there's Rusty with an update.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I swear to God, that'll stop your heart!
Well, I suppose I should make an apology to everyone out there for accusing or for potentially accusing somebody of taking something so rightfully that is mine. I'll humbly eat crow on this. I will humbly admit that I overreacted. I took things into my own hands when I should have stopped and maybe touched some grass.
Well, did you ever see the footage?
No.
You should have pressed harder earlier for the footage because that would have probably got you started.
Well, the dumbest thing is that I found my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And
where were they?
I found them under the entry table where I put like my keys and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what's really dumb is like the house is super clean right now. Mm-hmm. So when I found them, they were obviously there for a while. Mm. What I will say is the leg of it has a little curl thing at the bottom, and it's black. And my sunglasses are black.
So the black leg bends to the left?
Yeah, and I think it kind of hid the sunglasses from me. But I found them. I found them.
I was kind of looking for a whodunit.
I know. Well, I was talking with the IT guys, and I was kind of like, the engineer in IT, and it was like, Why do you want to see this? And I was like, I want to know if I'm wearing my sunglasses. And guess what? We need to hope that I am not wearing my sunglasses. Because if I'm wearing my sunglasses, that means I came into work with them and someone stole them.
So you didn't come in with them that day then?
I did not. I did not leave with them. Remember, we were out in the parking lot.
Yeah, and I sat in the car,
hit the little thing and went to grab them and there was nothing in there.
Which is weird because why wouldn't you have them on in the morning?
That's the biggest question. I almost always wear them.
Yeah, the night before. How was the night before?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a Monday, too.
Yeah, what time did you get home that night?
On Sunday?
Maybe a light toss on the table.
I don't know.
Didn't make it to the table, and they hit the floor, and you're just like, they're fine.
Yeah, I'll see those in the morning. But you got me. The big question is how did I not have them in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Because I always have mine.
Well, on I-5 South in the morning is bright.
It's bright
to the east.
If the sun is out, and I don't mean like high in the sky, I mean out.
Yeah,
I have sunglasses on.
Yeah,
it is ingrained in me because I've talked about this so many times. I'm a night creature. I function best at night, and so I am a vampire in the sun. I'm just. I golfed all weekend. I picked up a nice little tan. I mean, you can see this. I mean.
Oh my God, don't ever show me that again.
The watch tan line is brutal
right
now. My
eyeballs hurt. I need some smelling salts.
Yeah, no, it is. I think we still have some out there. But even when I'm golfing, more often than not, the reason I'm wearing a hat right now is because the golf tan line on my face right now from my sunglasses.
The sunglasses.
Is egregious.
You don't have a head tan, though.
No,
you're not Jordan Spieth.
No, I adjust the hat through the day so I don't get the... brutal. Throughout the day, I'll either take the hat off or just kind of lift it up a little bit. Let a little sun hit the
face. I'm going to go rafting this weekend, and I'm tempted to raft without a hat on. Try to get some shine on this dome.
Oh, yeah, do that, but don't wear the Ray-Bans. You know what you should do? You should get some Rec Specs.
I don't know what those are.
The goggles with the strap.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah.
Kurt Rambis?
Yeah.
Dude, this reminds me. I was talking to somebody about Kurt Rambis goggles. Ordering them. You can order them prescription now.
Yeah. What do you mean now? Yeah, like that's how you, if you play, like when we were younger, you had to have them.
You had to?
Yeah, if you're playing football and stuff like that, when I was growing up at least, you weren't allowed to wear glasses under your helmet. You had to wear the
Now specs. I'm really trying to figure out. We were trying to get somebody to buy Kurt Rambis prescription glasses.
I don't think he wore them in Laker just colors. For the look.
No, yeah.
No, he
although looked, that would be even better if it was.
It'd be pretty badass, dude. I've just decided to look like a baller in these. Kareem's the same. He's like, you know, Kurt, you look good.
Pulling this
I'm
off.
Enjoying that.
It's like Costanza would have said. It's like using a wheelchair. For
oh my God! If you're out there and listening to this, who was I talking to about Kurt Rambis, Laker colors, and everything? Wasn't you?
No.
No, I barely know you.
Nah.
We just started hanging.
It's true. Fantex line. I used to lose my sunglasses all the time. I started buying nicer ones and I don't lose them anymore because I think about it more when I set them down.
See,
that is 100% true for me.
But I feel like you guys are the minority of that.
Because
I was talking with Sprague about it and he was like, yeah, dude, that's why I buy cheap sunglasses because I lose them all the time.
Because probably because again, these aren't the most expensive sunglasses, but they're not cheap. But when I can't even remember where I was. I had gone somewhere, I had my backpack and I've got like a little pouch on the top of my backpack. And I was like, do I put my sunglasses in there? I'm like, nah, I might set something on top of that. I'm like, I set my sunglasses on top of the bag so I could see them clearly. And so I wouldn't smash them or anything like that. But like, I do. The sunglasses go in the exact same spot every time I get home on the front door desk. You know, keys, wallet go in the drawer, cell phone stays in the pocket, sunglasses.
And my go in the holder desk of my car. What I was afraid was that I set them down at the coffee shop while waiting for my coffee, set them on the table, and then I was scrolling on my phone. Then it came time for me, and then I went and grabbed them. Because I went back to the coffee shop and asked, and they said that nobody had turned any in. So I was really worried that someone looked at my glasses and were like, not going to turn those ones in.
Yeah, I mean, they're the black Ray-Bans that, you know, you see around all the time. You'd be like, oh, yeah, those are mine. Pass that off.
I'm getting targeted advertising now by Ray-Ban.
It's because you said Ray-Ban out loud.
Yeah, I know.
They're always listening.
It's like everywhere I go. ESPN.com has Ray-Bans at the top.
Your phone heard you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm disappointed.
What I always love is getting the targeted ads of something that I just bought.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what
like
I'm saying.
On my phone.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I get targeted ads for that Timbers hat. I'm like, I got that hat.
It's because it's cash. There's cookies.
Quit trying to sell me another Blackstone. Yeah. I got it, okay? Yeah.
Well, that one
that would
rock.
Be Jeez. Badass if you had two, though.
Well, yeah.
I would rock two Blackstones.
It was fantastic, but those things are high maintenance, and I am not cut out for it.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah.
They are. I'm
trying to build a fancy-ass kitchen in my backyard.
Oh yeah, if I had like you know the whole like if you won the lottery, I would have like an outdoor area that would just blow your freaking socks off.
But there's a whole like pre and post cook sequence that you need to do with those Blackstones.
Oh yeah, because you gotta
rust out on you. And,
yeah, you gotta season them. It's like cast iron. I mean, it is cast iron.
But yeah, I'm not cut out for that.
Oh dude, you just take a little paper towel, you dab some oil on it, and you just
it's a whole thing. Trust me, brother.
I love it if it actually was just the whole thing of like just putting the oil on it. It's a whole thing.
It's not.
I know. But it'd be, I like giving just a little bit of hell. It's like, oh my God, it's this whole thing. It's really just, and it's gone.
I know. My buddy says that. It's a whole thing. Good poll question. All time best athletes with glasses? I mean, the answer is Kareem.
Yeah. Well,
Mr. October might have something to say.
Reggie Jackson?
Yeah.
He's a 3-time World Series winner.
Walter Payton.
Walter Payton?
But did he wear them in game? Although I guess Reggie either? I just remember seeing
Reggie
at least on the baseball cards.
Dickerson did.
Dickerson.
Dickerson wore the Rex specs.
Who of these guys are better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, Reggie's glasses for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Rambis, goggles. Payton's goggles. Walter Payton wore goggles.
Yeah.
Maybe not his entire career. Eric Dickerson, for sure.
Now, neither of these guys are Hall of Famers, but the Grant brothers, Harvey and Horace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about LaDainian Tomlinson's visor? The black as night visor.
Yeah, did love that.
Could you get
look.
Prescription visor?
Probably could, but you'd have to do some work with it because of like how far away it is.
Yeah, but you would just, I mean.
Yeah, but that's why you have certain distances with your glasses.
Well, yeah, but I would think science.
Sure.
And money.
Yeah, but also the shape of it.
It sounds like Ricky Bobby, like, hey, you know, today's scientific technologies, there's no reason to believe I couldn't live to be 230 years old.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, now if you're looking through it now, does the visor have to fill up the whole face mask? Because otherwise you have to, like, tilt your head down to see, like, the...
What if he had little readers, little cheaters at the bottom of his visor? So it's like if something was up close, see, they could just look down to see him?
To see the wristband?
Yeah.
Bifocal.
The bifocal visor on an NFL helmet? Dude, I'm in on something here, man. I should patent this biatch and get some money in here.
Or you could just
stop hanging out with you idiots.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be like me and just wear contacts.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I can't stick my finger in my eye on purpose.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
There are two places where I don't want to get poked or like sharp teeth or something, and one is up there north and the other is down.
And the other is in about 5 years from now. Yeah.
I'm not getting to a Beans and Frank situation.
No, I don't want to put things in my eyeballs. I don't like that. I also didn't want to put anything up my nose. Well, that changed.
Yeah, well. I had a contact fall out with golfing this weekend, and I can't remember the last time a contact just fell out randomly.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, well, I hope I can put this back in. I was able to just kind of put it back in and figure it out.
But I don't have to wear glasses all the time. I mean, like, I can't read anything from far away. I really only wear them at night when I drive.
See, I have to have contacts or glasses.
You blind?
Oh, like 20 negative 400, 20 negative 500.
One I don't know.
Far side, the other one's near side of the other, and then I have astigmatism. So.
I don't know anything about that. That's like the difference between squatting 400 and 600 pounds. Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
The last time when they did the vision screening at my kid's school this last year, one had 20/20 and one had 20/16.
I have 20/12 vision with my contacts.
Like the year 2016?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Yeah. That was actually also the year she was born.
Oh.
Yeah. So born in 2016, she got 2016 vision.
It's very funny when I go from, because my vision with my glasses is right around 2020, but with my contacts it's 2012. So if my eyes get tired, I have to go to glasses for a little bit just because I wear contacts all the time. And you'll see me wearing glasses and I'll squint because I'm so used to seeing better, particularly further away.
You might need better glasses then.
No, it's the way my eyes work because the focal point on the glasses is different than contacts. Contacts sit on my eyeballs as opposed to, like, because of how my eyes work, because they work independently, it's very hard for me to focus on that center point with both eyes further away from my eyeball. Very scientific and nerdy, but yeah, my eyes are very broken.
All right, coming up next, your life is not more exciting than ours in Web Gems. Stick around, this will be a fun one. We'll do that next. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite. We do it every single day at 11:45. This is Web Gems. Got a little off track there in the last half hour, so we moved some stuff to tomorrow. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow, so you can tune in for that.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. Sir, one more outburst from you, and I will strangle you with my microphone wire.
That's a great line.
It's a great line.
Underrated line.
Really underrated
Super
line.
Super good.
So many good quotes from The Wedding Singer, and that one, for some reason, always is down the line.
Lovitz's appearances in that are also fantastic.
He's really, really good.
It's all. He doesn't have to say anything. It's just the facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
He's excellent. This came across, my sister actually sent this to me. Danny, you brought it up to me this morning. So shout out to my sister. I have no idea where she found this because she has no idea what sports are. This guy, Dustin Nickerson.
Yep, you should hate him because he's a Husky through and through.
Yeah, whatever. He's wearing Mariner gear. I don't care. He finds this clip of some dude doing a podcast and basically eviscerates him. Now, when you listen to this, it's about a minute 45, so it's a little long, but it's funny. You'll hear the very beginning, this guy's, and he's this like good looking, brash, vibros dude who thinks his life is awesome. And then this dude, Dustin, comes in and explains to him why it's not.
I don't watch sports because my life is more interesting than sports.
No, it's not. I promise it's not. Did you know in 1936, Jesse Owens won a gold medal in front of Hitler? You're more interesting than that? Muhammad Ali, in his prime, was banned from professional boxing because he objected to the Vietnam War and refused to get drafted. You're not more interesting than that. Dale Earnhardt had 7 Winston Cup titles and had never won the Daytona 500. He won the race and then a few years later died in that same race. You're more interesting than that? You're not. In 1996, Kerry Strug landed a vault on an ankle that had 2 torn ligaments to win gold for her team. That's so much more interesting than you. I promise, man. It doesn't even have to be crazy stuff. One time, Randy Johnson threw a baseball pitch that hit a bird. That's more interesting than your life. I promise, man. The Seattle Mariners, the team that I cheer for, have as many playoff appearances as they have players who have ruptured a testicle. That's more interesting than you. Their catcher right now, a guy named Cal Raleigh, and his nickname is the Big Dumper. You know why? Because he has a big butt. That's more interesting than you. All right, sports are special because they're human stories. Athletes are humans, and they are cheered for by other humans. There are communities that come together to root for these people and root against these people. Sports bring people together. You're recording a podcast by yourself. Maybe find a team.
You're recording a podcast by yourself. Look, I think it's always a very dangerous situation to say that your life is better than somebody else's. Now, there are people whose life is better than mine. Look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Tom Brady's life, although as happy as I am, I think Tom's life might be a little better than mine.
Also an athlete.
Mm. Barack Obama, his life might be better than mine.
Sure, and guess what he did? Brought people in to do Final Four predictions. Did his bracket challenge.
That is true.
Talked about his White Sox.
He's South Side, too, not even North Side. That's how you know he's a sports fan. Because he doesn't like bandwagon on the Cubs.
Sports is sports.
You know,
it's probably the one thing that goes across everything. It does not matter your race, your creed, your religion, your politics. You can be the most fascist human being. Look, perfect example. He brought up
easy
Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah.
You had Hitler there.
Jesse Owens.
At the Olympics.
Had to stand and collect a gold medal while the national anthem was being played in front of Hitler. That is infinitely cooler than anything I've done in my life.
infinitely. But what I would argue is I think sports lean a little more towards art. And something we always said whenever kids made fun of us kids with art degrees, we always said, look, civilizations rise and fall. They have. The Romans, the Greeks, the Ottomans, the Mings, you know, whatever. The Americans, like, civilizations rise and fall. The one thing that always sticks with everything is art because it invokes emotion. And I would say sports are a different version of art. It's entertainment, is it not?
Nerd.
Fine. Call me nerd all I want. But, like, sports are kind of artistic, and I think some of the things that we love about it is the art around it, the majesty. And I think that all counts for the same thing.
I mean, one of the oldest places, I mean, we have an event called Marathon. Why? Because it was a race to Marathon.
We have
that was the distance between.
We have the Olympics after Mount Olympus, where someone who we do not know if they did or did not exist, and a man named Zeus. Correct?
Right. Well, and doesn't Olympus rise like Kilimanjaro above the Serengeti?
I don't know. Does it?
No, actually, it doesn't.
No.
That's a whole made-up thing in that song, but yeah, it doesn't actually.
Because they're very far.
What about the Colosseum?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
Not the L.A. one.
No.
The Rome one. That Coldplay sells out.
Weird.
Do they have suites?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've never been. But I'm always told that this band's playing at the Colosseum, and it's sold out. And I'm like, damn.
But you don't actually play the
Colosseum.
It's just
like rubble.
Because, you know,
just like standing in rubble.
We had the guy who got skewered on the fence outside, so they gotta be careful with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it happens. But, you know, like,
moral of the story is your life, anybody that says,
don't be so pretentious to think that you, like, your life is so much more interesting than sports. Like, and everybody's, look, not to crap on
let's
the
take Tom
people.
Brady, for example, though. My wife didn't leave me. Sorry, Tom, that sucks.
Yeah.
You're kind of a loser.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
No, it's...
Can we get out of here?
Yeah. No, it's... The sports at all, like the
we can have Dusty coming in there during the break. Don't you talk about my angel Tom Brady.
The whole idea of like where this stuff is at is, you know, like I always, when people get hoity-toity about sports, I'm always just like, you know, particularly like arts. Well, art this and I sports, it's Neanderthal. It's this. It's like, it's so much more. And that's, I think that's the point he's making. It's just like, you know, it's so much more than just, you know, dribbling a ball or hitting a ball or throwing a ball. There's so much more to it. We spent the segment earlier talking about the emotions that come with somebody getting injured.
And like anything, in moderation, you know, like I love sports, but I like other things too. And I think that's a healthy thing.
Nerd.
I think that's a healthy thing.
I like Coldplay.
I don't like that.
No, you like the Dead and Dave Matthews Band.
Low hanging fruit. No, I'm like, all right, we come back.
You're hanging out there.
When we come back, the AP preseason poll is out. We'll check that out in comparison with the college poll. Plus, we'll look at some future college football matchups. According to that, loaded third hour. Stick with us. You'll have fun, I promise. This is the firm of Harrison Marang on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.